And KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the 17th day of November for 2017. A formal plan has been selected to mediate the situation facing the Argonaut Mine Tailings Dam. At a public meeting in Jackson earlier this month, the California Department of Toxic Substance Control discussed an update and reviewed the remedial action plan with citizens. Out of four plans presented, the DTSC and EPA have chosen to build an earthen embankment with concrete that includes a spillway to drain the surface water of the dam. Now, this plan calls for concrete to be sprayed onto the dam's archways, filled in, and then an earthen dam placed against the concrete to help with stabilization of the entire structure. The dam, which is located at the corner of Sutter Street and Argonaut Drive in Jackson, was built in 1916 to prevent mine tailings from going into Jackson Creek. In November of 2015, the Department of Toxic Substance Control constructed a temporary stormwater diversion system, diverting water around the dam until a permanent fix could be designed and built. The plan is to finalize the remedial action by December of this year, and then completing all design permits by next year, and then implementing the project in 2019.
Well, a Modesto man arrested in Calaveras County recently on car theft charges, according to the Calaveras Sheriff Department. Early Thursday morning, a citizen called 911 to report trespassers at a home in Paloma. When deputies arrived, a male and female located inside a garage. The male suspect told deputies his vehicle was stuck in the mud nearby. Well, deputies found a truck and a trailer blocking a driveway. Sheriff deputies determined the truck had been stolen from the Linden Irrigation District yard in San Joaquin County sometime overnight. CHP responded to take the vehicle theft report and to assist with the vehicle recovery, while the female subject was questioned and released at the scene. When deputies attempted to handcuff the male suspect, he resisted arrest, causing injury to one of the deputies. The suspect, Brett Schmidt of Modesto, was taken into custody on charges of trespassing and entering a structure without consent, resisting arrest, and vehicle theft. He was booked into the Calaveras County Jail, a bail set at $60,000.
And the Sutter Creek Police Department is currently investigating a mailbox break-in. Earlier this week, a neighborhood cluster-type mailbox was burglarized on Spanish Street. According to reports, the box, which houses a number of mailboxes for the neighborhood, was ripped open and items taken. Police and postal officials say this burglary affected only residents on Spanish Street. The Sutter Creek Police Department urges residents in this area to pay close attention, see if anything may have been stolen out of their mailbox, and to contact the Sutter Creek Police Department if so. Now, if anybody has information related to this burglary, may have even seen anything going on, please contact the Sutter Creek Police Department, 267-5646.
Well, a solo vehicle rollover accident slowed traffic on Highway 49 south of Jackson yesterday. According to reports, just after 2 in the afternoon, a vehicle traveling south on the highway just north of Electra Road in heavy rain when, for unknown reasons, the driver lost control. The vehicle went across the roadway and slammed into the embankment, rolling over and landing on its roof. The driver did escape injury. The accident still under investigation. Well, the accident blocked the northbound lane of Highway 49 while crews removed the vehicle and cleared the scene.
And with flu season just, well, I don't know if it's here or just around the corner. Some people already suffering from what they say is the flu, but Sutter Amador Hospital will host a free community flu clinic this Sunday. Sutter Amador Hospital recommends that everyone in the community who can get vaccinated should get vaccinated. The Sunday clinic will be held at the Hospital Outpatient Services Center from 10 to 2. Flu immunizations will not be available at Amador County Schools this year, so this will be a great opportunity to have your children immunized at no cost to you. Now, for more information, you can contact the hospital. You should also bring a non-perishable food item to help out with the community food bank. Now, these community clinics are made possible through a partnership with the Amador County Public Health Department, Sutter Medical Foundation, Amador County Unified School District and Sutter Amador Hospital. Again, that's a free flu shot clinic on Sunday, 10 to 2, at the Hospital Outpatient Services Center in Jackson.
And the 18th Annual Festival of Carols, this Friday through Sunday. The benefit for the Interfaith Food Bank features performances at 6 p.m. tonight, 5 p.m. tomorrow at the Ione Community Methodist Church, 2 p.m. Sunday at the Church of the Nazarene on Ridge Road. Now, tonight, the festival begins by welcoming back the group African Style, sharing stories about growing up during the trials of the Angolan Civil War through their traditional and original songs. Joining the group tonight is the Weimer Institute Chamber Choir and Baroque Ensemble. They'll perform spirited chamber and congressional songs. Then Saturday's show features both the Weimer Group and African Style, joined by the Moriah Heights Orchestra from Amador County, the Interfaith Community of Choirs Brass Ensemble, and the Before the Throne Vocal Quartet. Now, Before the Throne consists of four young men whose music is uplifting, positive, served up in excellent harmony. The Festival of Carols final concert, Sunday, with all the groups performing. The concerts are free to attend, but attendees are encouraged to contribute to the Interfaith Food Bank, bring a non-perishable food item, or donation if possible. Refreshments will be served after the show. Children are welcome and encouraged to enjoy the music, but childcare is available if needed.
All right, here's a story we mentioned on Monday about Common Ground Senior Services. They'll be delivering Thanksgiving dinner of roast turkey and all the trimmings with pumpkin pie to homebound and isolated seniors through the Meals on Wheels program on Wednesday the 22nd. And they're asking you to help out in a small way by creating handmade cards and by writing a heartfelt message that could spread joy and lift the spirits of our homebound seniors with the meals that will be delivered that day. Now, your cards will provide, as the folks at Common Ground say, hugs to homebound seniors. So please have your cards to Common Ground Senior Services by this coming Monday, the 20th. And Common Ground Senior Services is located inside the Amador Senior Center on New York Ranch Road here in Jackson. And for more information, contact Annie at 223-0315, and she'll have more information for you on that. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.